Jesus. You have said that you did not come because of the healthy, but because of the sick.
You
have come because of us, the sick and the sinful. Before you, there is no sickness, there is no sin. That by our mighty power you cannot overcome. There is no wound that exists that you cannot heal. Therefore, Lord, tonight before you, I place all of my illnesses, spiritual, psychological, physical. Before you, place all of my wounds. Everything that seems to me it can no longer be healed. Everything that seems to me that is incurable, irreparable. Lord, give me the strength of faith. Give me the strength of faith. Which tells me, which speaks to me, which teaches me, which convinces me that you are the only healer of soul and body. Give me such a faith. That in every difficulty, every doubt, it be my firm and only leaning post. Lord, give me the strength that would like your Mother Mary. I too may say, let it be done to me according to your word. May it be done to me according to your will. May it be done to me as you, O Lord, have decided. Lord Jesus, you have entered into this world. You are the beginning of my life. You are present in my life because you desire to be with me, because you are Emmanuel, God with us. Lord, I implore you, heal every one of my resistances towards you. Lord, I implore you to heal all of my bitterness towards you. Lord, and mostly I pray to you to heal all of my terrible words that I directed to you. The heavy cursing and swearing by which I have cast you out of my life. The terrible cursing by which I forbade you to be in my nearness. Lord, may your love melt and destroy the ice of my heart. Lord, heal my heart. That from the heart of stone, it may become a heart of flesh. Jesus, heal my love for you. Heal, O Jesus, my love, also towards my brother, fellow man, my neighbors, my family. Heal my love, O Lord, for my vocation, towards my priestly religious call. Heal me, Lord. Lord Jesus, tonight I place before you also my physical sickness and pain. Lord, I pray to you for all those who are helpless. I pray to you for all those who depend on help from others. I pray to you also for those who perhaps are not even able to pray anymore because of their sickness. I especially pray to you for those who, because of sickness, feel rejected by you, Lord, and because of the sickness feel condemned by you. Return their faith and hope, Lord. Do not permit them to fall into hopelessness, despair. Do not permit them, Lord, to feel abandoned, left, worthless. And to all of us, Lord, grant that we may be able to accept with love the cross of sickness, both physical and spiritual. Make a blessing of peace and love, reconciliation and trust pour out upon us, our families, and the entire world, and the entire church. The essence of you who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. And may the Almighty God bless us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. And continue with prayer. We'll pray the glorious mysteries of Our Lady's Rosary. With this, the direct translation now is concluded, and we will be continuing it tomorrow night with the beginning of the prayers of the Holy Spirit at 7 p.m. Blessed prayer, continuation of the prayer, and blessed night.